Let's move on now and talk about another big story in triple negative, well, in breast cancer in general, which is PARP inhibitors and the whole issues with DNA repair findings. And maybe to get into it, we can hear about your 28-year-old lady.
Yeah. So this is really a heartbreaking case. 28-year-old young woman who initially presented with a very locally advanced left breast cancer. She did have family history of breast cancer and did have appropriate genetic testing that showed a deleterious germline BRCA1 mutation. She was treated with neoadjuvant chemotherapy. She received standard AC dose stents, followed by dose stents paclitaxel. She then went to surgery and unfortunately had significant residual disease remaining in the breast and in the lymph nodes. She had about 13, 14 lymph nodes involved with cancer following AC paclitaxel. And so she had mastectomy, was recommended for additional adjuvant therapy. She went on and received a platinum doublet. In this case, she received somewhat less commonly used regimen of eribulin with carboplatin based on some data from Virginia Kaklamani's phase 2 trial and completed her post-mastectomy chest wall and nodal radiation. And then unfortunately, about a year and a half later, presented with just on a routine exam with a palpable supraclavicular lymph node.
Just to go back for 1 second to her first therapy, and I don't know if you were the one who delivered her, or you saw her afterwards.
I saw her after.